Welcome to Nerd Dump. This is episode 3.5, it's a floater episode, all about the Thor Ragnarok trailer that just dropped a couple days ago. Maybe a week ago now, I'm not even 100% sure when it dropped. I'm Cody, and with me here today is Cameron.
Hello, everybody. I have got a tiny pinata sitting next to me. It's kind of weird, I don't know why it's here.
His name is Captain Roberto. He lives there.
Makes sense.
He's not always there when you look. It's a really strange, actually. Sometimes he's there, and sometimes he's not, and nobody knows how he got in the house. And every now and then he's a different color, different size, and sometimes he can see into your soul. And I've seen him lay eggs in someone before.
Wow, that is terrifying.
Captain Roberto, the pinata.
Awesome.
Make that into a t-shirt, and I will run away from it.
So we're, this is, as Cody said at the top, before we devolved into weird psycho pinata things,
yep.
This is episode 3.5. This is going to be another floater episode. We're just going to talk briefly on the Thor Ragnarok trailer that did debut, I think it's actually a week ago now, which in the 24 hours since it debuted, went on to become the most viewed trailer in both Marvel and Disney history, which is crazy.
Yeah, especially if you think about what Marvel and Disney have access to. That's insane. This is a Thor movie. This is the third Thor movie. Generally considered, Thor is probably one of the worst of the group movies, standalone movies,
performance-wise. Comparatively speaking, and I think Thor's the saga has been probably the weakest.
Yeah.
Not to say they're bad at all. The first one is really good. Second one, yeah. But, you know, this is definitely feels like a lot different.
So
a
far.
Much different film.
Yeah, so far from what we've seen from the trailer, it does look like it has a distinctly different tone.
A little bit.
Yeah, almost the Guardians of the Galaxy level tone.
Yeah, and not just in terms of the music. I mean, if your trailer starts off with Led Zeppelin, you've already got my attention. But just the fact that we see we see Thor facing off with Cate Blanchett, who plays
Hela.
If I butcher the pronunciation, I believe it's Hela.
A lot of these words we've only ever read in comics.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Not in actual books, because that would be crazy.
And who reads books about Norse gods? I mean, Norse people, I would assume? No?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway. Maybe people that like Neil Gaiman, because he has a book out that just came out called Norse Mythology.
Really?
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Is it fictional?
It is, I think. Maybe.
Okay.
No idea. I haven't checked that yet. But anyway. What did you think of the trailer?
All right. General overarching reaction.
Yep.
The first time I saw it, I thought, this doesn't seem like a Thor movie, but I like it.
I would agree with you there. It definitely feels a lot different. The first one was very... the word Shakespearean gets thrown around a lot because of Kenneth Branagh being the director.
Right.
But it definitely had that feel. Like, it was had a really big scope. And, but it was also really character-driven. And it was just a really... I think it was just a really solid film.
Yeah.
And then The Dark World... was good. It's definitely my least favorite of the Marvel Cinematic Universe so far.
Better Iron Man 2.
I actually like Iron Man 2 a lot more than Thor. But we could probably save that for another show.
Yeah.
But Dark World is not my cup of tea. No. I thought the humor was too much.
It seemed like forced humor.
Yeah, it was trying to be fun.
Right.
But it didn't utilize it very well.
No.
This movie looks ridiculously fun.
Yeah. Getting into some, I guess, trailer spoilers. Is that a thing?
I think trailer spoilers is a thing, but considering this is the most widely watched trailer,
you've seen
chances
it.
Are, if you're listening to this, you've probably seen
you've
it.
Seen it. If you don't, go watch it. We're going to give you 3 seconds to pause and go watch it and then come back. That wasn't 3 seconds. That was like one.
Right, but still. Wasn't that amazing?
Right.
I'm assuming you watched it in that time.
Yep, if you haven't already watched it. So it starts off with Thor falling in wrapped up in chains.
Yep.
Into what we can only assume is hell with one L, if I remember right, is what they call it.
That is,
And then a bit of a voiceover monologue type thing from Thor.
Yeah, the kind of like, even though we just watch it, I already forget the dialogue, but it's like,
I know what you're
probably wondering, how did I get in this situation? Very sort of almost a Ferris Bueller kind of monologue, which I wouldn't expect from Thor, but I'm cool with it. I
wonder if that's actually going to be something that happens in the movie, like a Thor talking over stuff because he's telling somebody what happened.
Kind of like what they did in Iron Man 3 a little
bit. Kind of like that.
That could...
Maybe he's talking to Doctor Strange, because we know Doctor Strange is going to be in the movie.
True. Yeah, from the post-credits scene of Doctor Strange, he's going to appear. So that could work.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's already been done in Iron Man 3, but that's been a few years and doing it a little differently.
But for all we know, that's like 3 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And he's just explaining what happened up until that point. It might not be like at the end, Hulk's asleep on the couch type thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously we're only speculating because we've got quite a ways to go before we see the actual thing.
Yeah. We were a good 4 or 5 seconds into the trailer in our conversation so far.
Yep.
Okay. after that, we see Hela, I believe, walking into maybe Asgard. Maybe I don't remember the background very well.
I believe it is supposed to be Asgard. Somewhere in Asgard, I'm betting we haven't seen before.
Yeah, probably some sort of secret entrance, because we know that there are secret doorways that Loki knows about.
That's true.
So she probably came in through some secret doorway that Loki knows about.
And who knows if Loki maybe even brought her in.
Yeah, because there's a whole storyline behind Loki and Hela's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, I believe they are father and daughter. In some of the comics.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if that's been retconned. I'm sure
who knows,
but yeah, I believe they
Asgard's
are.
Asgard's confusing.
Mm-hmm. And know that Loki, one of the parts I like about the Dark World, the fact that Loki has taken Odin's place and he's now ruling it unbeknownst to anyone else.
Right. That was a good twist. A lot of the Loki stuff from the Dark World was the good stuff in the Dark World.
Yep. And the fact that his storyline kind of got pushed to the side for more Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And goofy stuff with what's her chick?
The two broke girls.
Yeah. Let's give her more screen time and take away from Loki.
No, thank you.
Not a good idea.
No, thank you.
Not a good plan.
Now, my understanding is Natalie Portman is not in this movie.
Nope.
She's
been written out.
I know several people in my house who are upset about that because they like the romance story between Thor and Jane Foster.
Yeah. But I liked it in the first one.
Yes.
Not so much in the second. No. So she's out, which means more time for Thor and Loki.
More time for people with powers in this superhero movie.
Exactly. And several new characters. Like Hela.
Right.
Played by Kate Blanchett, who is one of my favorite actors.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be amazing.
Oh, and when it comes to that scene in the trailer where she's wearing like the spot on costume with the antlers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
She looks exactly like she does
that
in the comics.
That is so good.
Ridiculously.
It is like spot on. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so she walks in.
Mm-hmm.
Thor throws his mighty hammer, Mjolnir.
Yep.
And she obliterates. She catches it one-handed to start off with. Just one-hand grab.
Mm-hmm.
And then she obliterates it.
Yeah. Definitely a spoiler, but if they're going to show that in the trailer, imagine what we don't see.
Yeah.
And that definitely is one of those moments that gets you excited for the film.
Yeah. The concept that, Mjolnir got destroyed is not a big deal that we shouldn't know about excites me even more, because it's like, what is going to happen?
Right.
Is Thor going to lose an arm like he did in the comics recently?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. It's all speculation. We have no idea. Definitely.
Because, I mean, obviously they're not going to take all their cues from the comics, otherwise they'd bring back Natalie Portman and she'd become
She has to get cancer first.
Right. Yeah. I don't think they're gonna go that way.
You don't think so?
Probably not.
No.
But yeah, Helen looks fantastic. Oh, so she destroys good. The hammer. And then we have a very, I wouldn't say powerless, but sort of a depowered Thor.
Yeah, weaker. Mm-hmm. Weaker Thor.
So kind of doing what, again, what Iron Man 3 did was taking Tony Stark kind of mm-hmm. back to basics, stripping him down.
Right.
Literally, in some aspects, taking away his armor.
Right.
To kind of build himself back up. So I think they're going to do that route with Thor. And I think that is a good way to go about it. And I hopefully it's not just a retread of the first one, which is him trying to get his powers back.
Yeah, hopefully not. Well, it's not like he can put the hammer back together slowly.
Probably not.
I haven't seen any dwarves yet in the previews.
No.
So that's going to be interesting.
No dwarves, but we did see a new character, yes. Valkyrie. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a Pegasus at one point, too.
I did
a
not.
Flying well, horse.
Yeah, that's one thing we haven't gotten in the films. Yeah. I'll definitely have to rewatch it again because that's awesome. But yeah, Valkyrie. I'm not familiar with the actor, but she looks pretty amazing. She looks. I'm trying not to curse, but she looks like she could fight.
Hopefully, Valkyrie's not a big character in a lot of the Marvel stuff, but mm-hmm. she is one I really like.
Yeah, and she's been an Avenger and a Defender.
Yeah.
So she's definitely had a supporting part.
Yeah.
So hopefully this role will elevate her in the comics. She looks really awesome, and I just what little I've seen of her performance, I think she's gonna be really cool.
It kind of looks like she's working for Hela, from the stuff I've seen. Oh no, Hela? She looks like she's working for
the Grand Master. Played by Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah,
who has bluish hair.
Bluish indeed.
And a weird soul patch. And Jeff Goldblum is awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see him.
If Jeff Goldblum was going to play anybody in a Marvel movie, he should definitely be a cosmic level being like the Grand Master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm good with this.
And a total weirdo.
Yeah. Like the Grand Master.
Exactly. So, and another character, another new character, I don't recall seeing very much in the preview.
Right.
But Scourge,
yep.
the Executioner.
The only time I remember seeing him is when he's got those machine guns. He's mm-hmm. dual wielding machine guns and firing who knows where.
Yeah.
But that's definitely Scourge.
Yep. And he is going to be played by one of the coolest actors in recent memory, Carl Urban.
Yep.
Who's played Dr. McCoy.
Yep.
He played
Dredd.
Dredd, which is such a great movie.
Yep.
So good. And he's just really great in everything.
He really is. I even liked him in Doom. Wasn't he like the main guy in Doom?
Yeah, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That guy.
I didn't see it, but I do remember he was in that.
Yeah, it wasn't a great movie, but mm-hmm. it's like good popcorn movie where you just kind of sit there and veg out.
Yeah.
There's a part where it's literally kind of a first-person shooter video game. It's done better than other movies that I've seen do that, but you should never do that in a movie. So,
no, I remember watching, I think it was House of the Dead,
yeah.
and they took so many shots from the games.
That was bad.
It was not good. Yeah. Not good at all. Definitely, and this kind of looks like a video game in some aspects, but in the cool ways.
Right.
So, and definitely in the narrative structure.
Yep.
And we do see some returning characters. We see Loki.
Of course.
Don't see him a lot, but he's got the horn.
Yep.
The
horn hat.
Yeah, the horn hat. We'll just call it that.
Yep.
And looks like he's getting ready to fight.
Yep. At one point, he's sitting up with the Grand Master in the scene where Thor is in the arena.
That's right.
So it looks like he is probably being a bad guy again. Which is what Loki does.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I like Loki as the villain and then sort of reluctant ally.
I like him being the guy who does what he thinks is right.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean he thinks is right for everyone. It's just what he thinks is right.
True.
He doesn't think he's a bad guy. Necessarily,
but he definitely will play the part.
Right. He'll do
when
the
it
bad
suits
thing
when it suits him.
Yeah,
or when you know in the long term when it
right. suits. If you think about it, really, Loki put together the Avengers. I know Nick Fury did, but Loki brought this threat to Earth on purpose. And then the Avengers were assembled, and he did a thing where he got taken to the helicarrier to basically make sure they put together a team.
Yep. Yeah, he got captured on purpose.
Yeah. So there's a part of me that's always wondered, is Loki playing some sort of long con where he's actually secretly a good guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt it. But that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see more Loki, which we always need more Loki.
Always more
Loki. As far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And we've got the return of another character from the Avengers.
Yes.
That, what's his name? Green dude?
Muscly McRip Pants.
Yeah. So, yeah, Hulk's, or Thor's.
Yeah.
Dang it, I just said. Oh, well. I was going to say Thor's coworker.
Coworker. He's my friend from work.
Yeah. My buddy from the office.
That is great. Yeah.
No, the Incredible Hulk returns after being absent since end of Age of Ultron.
Yeah, he disappeared. His Quinjet supposedly crashed, mm-hmm. if I remember right.
Yeah,
but they found
the helicarrier. The jet. Not the helicarrier. He did not have an entire helicarrier.
Oh, we found a crashed helicarrier. That would have been bad.
He would do that.
Yeah, he would do that.
Yeah, the Quinjet, and he was not there. So yeah. we find out where, I'm assuming we'll find out some of his backstory in between. But
maybe we'll have flashes, or maybe someone will be there who's been serving in the arena with Thor, mm-hmm. or not Thor, Hulk this whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have like Meek? Is that the little bug guy's name?
The little bug guy, yeah.
Maybe he'll explain what's going on.
Maybe, or I mean, Mark Ruffalo is in it, so we know we'll have some Bruce Banner scenes.
At some point, yeah.
No idea how big the role is going to be, but as long as he's there.
Yep.
Because he's been really great in the films. So. And we definitely, like a lot of people have been wanting a Planet Hulk film.
Yeah.
And
I think this is as close as we're going to get.
This is the closest we're going to get, and I'm cool with it.
I am too.
So, because we've got the gladiator armor. Yep. He's fighting, because in the comics he fought, Hulk was captured and forced to fight in gladiator battles. And like the most prominent one I think he fought in was with Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. So Surfer used his board as a giant shield.
Yeah.
It was an awesome book. But obviously we wouldn't have Silver Surfer in these movies.
No, unfortunately not. Although I had heard a rumor from a source recently that they got the rights to Galactus back. I don't know. I haven't done the research to see if that's true.
No, I heard that rumor too.
Yeah,
so that,
I think we heard it from the same person.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll figure it out.
It might have even been you that talked about it.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's been a while since we've caught up on the show.
Yep.
We do apologize for the delays, but we're gonna have some few new episodes coming up here shortly, and I don't think we're not anticipating taking a break anytime soon.
No.
But
One thing I'd like to point out.
Yeah.
The end credit scenes for Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
Thor has long hair in the end credit scenes for Doctor Strange.
Yes.
By the time Thor is at the arena and mm-hmm. depowered or lost his hammer and stuff like that, he has a haircut, which should mean the Doctor Strange scenes fairly early in the movie.
Right. And we know from that scene that Thor has figured out Loki did a little switcheroo with Odin. So it's probably an early on plot point.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know exactly where that's going to factor in.
I don't
know where Doctor Strange is going to...
I'm a little worried Doctor Strange isn't going to be in the movie very long, based on that.
But, and as long as he's there and has a point, and they don't just shoehorn him in to be like, yes, all of these other characters are here too.
Yep. So there's that. There's a lot of people talking about the fact that Hela might be taking on the role of Death in the Infinity War movie. Heard about that theory?
I have not.
Because Thanos, of course.
Mm-hmm. Thanos, the big bad, introduced in Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy.
He is a worshiper of Death, or wants to be a lover of Death.
Yeah, and we mean lover in the biblical sense.
And
he has a mad on for the physical the celestial being of Death,
who's an actual character. A lot of people are theorizing Hela is going to be taking that role.
That works.
Since she's kind of the ruler of Hell.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'm kind of cool with that. I don't know where they would go, but that's, we know that there's about 60 some characters in the next Avengers and Infinity War film. She could very well be one of them.
If she is, that means she survives Ragnarok, which would be a welcome change to what Marvel likes to do to their villains.
Which is kill them immediately.
Yeah. Do you think we'll be seeing the final Infinity Stone in this movie?
That's a good question. I'm betting so, because this is like between this and Guardians, I think
that's the last two, right?
There's Spider-Man, but they're doing their own thing.
We're not going to see the last Infinity Stone in Spider-Man Homecoming.
That would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
But we've already
had... what I found. Just pulls it out of nowhere.
Yep. I doubt that. And we've already had one in Guardians. Granted, we had one in all of the Thor films so far.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where they got their start. I mean, we saw a glimpse of the gauntlet in the first Thor movie. So it would only make sense that maybe this would kind of tie up that end.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm betting we will. Anything else you're super excited to see? Just kind of speculating on what we've seen so far and what we haven't.
I would like to see, if I did in fact see flying horses, I would like to see Thor riding a flying goat and carrying his axe. Like he does, because he loses Mjolnir in the comics, so he can't swing the Mjolnir to fly.
Right.
So he has his old axe that he used to use before he had Mjolnir, but the axe can't fly, so he rides a flying goat. And I would like to see that. I'm pretty sure that's real. I might have been imagining it, but I'm pretty sure that happened.
I don't care if it did or not. I want to see that too.
Right.
Or possibly riding a war pig.
Yeah.
I remember there's a scene in the last Hobbit movie where one of the characters is riding this decked out war pig.
I do remember that as well.
It's probably the best part of the movie.
Yep. And he went around headbutting everybody.
Yep. Put that in a better film. I want to see that in this one.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to how intergalactic this movie looks.
Yeah.
Because Thor is not supposed to be a god in this universe. He's supposed to be an alien that's basically a god. And
that's what they are in the comics.
Right.
But, I mean, in the movies, they haven't really touched on that.
Right.
And I think it's okay to not really touch on that. Definitely being more cosmic. We saw some weird aliens and some other mutants.
Saw some portals, too.
Mutants, but...
Yeah. We saw some, like, on that junk planet, or wherever Thor was, where there were those guys with, like, the masks.
Yeah.
Before he got hit with a net. There were blue portals in the sky that kind of looked like the portals that the Chitauri used in the Avengers movie to get to Earth.
Oh.
So that could be something.
That could be something. If the rumors are true and Marvel has Galactus, there could be a little...
Oh, that'd be so cool if they just put him in here and he just eats a planet. Like, it's not even like Thor's there to fight him. It's just Thor goes, drops to a planet, and it's like, oh, this is weird. I'm on a new planet and I lost my hammer and stuff. And then Galactus shows up and just starts eating the planet. He's like, oh crap. And he leaves. Like, that's all we see. We just know he's out there and he ate a planet. I don't need to see them fight him yet.
I just peed a little.
Right?
That I want to see that.
I
hope I'm not disappointed if I don't see that.
Right?
But
we're getting too high of hopes now.
Yep. Oh, man. I can't wait until the next time when we talk about the Last Jedi trailer, and we can, geek out about that.
Yeah.
And hype ourselves up to the point where
where nothing can possibly live up to our expectations.
Yep. It'll be episode one all
That's
over
That's what we
again.
Do.
That is indeed what we do.
Yep.
So, well, that is it for this week. Again, sorry for the delays. I know, two or three of you do listen to us every week, and we absolutely appreciate it. We are going to get on more of a regular schedule. We do have our next episode coming up, all about strong female characters in various mediums. So definitely check that
out. Did you talk about the show Medium?
We did not talk about that show. My parents liked it.
I didn't see it.
I didn't. Anyway.
Right.
So we will have a full episode next week. Mm-hmm. And, again, check us out on the Twitter.
Tweeters.
We are at Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yes.
I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I am at the Cody Wack.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye!
Bye!